Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have another amazing artist for you. She is, well, I'll just have her introduce herself off her amazing YouTube channel.
Hi, actors. It's Wendy Lane Wright, the Hollywood talent manager.
Wow. She will teach you how to get a talent agent, meet casting directors, get parts on TV and in movies, make money, become successful, and maybe even become famous. Wendy is a singer, she's a director, she's an author, she's a producer, and she is also an actor. Some of her credits include, she was on ER, she was on Melrose Place, Chicago Hope, Seventh Heaven. She did a couple of episodes of Law and Order. She did some soaps, As the World Turns, and The Guiding Light. She's multi-talented. Why don't we just give Wendy a call, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
This is Wendy.
Hey, Wendy, it's Johnny from Actors 2020 Podcast. You just missed your introduction from Feel the Rhythm. I love that song.
I love that song.
Feel the Rhythm. You got Feel Good. You have a lot of feelings.
I do have a lot of feelings. I was an actor, so I have all the feelings. All of the feelings.
Yeah, so I did on your intro, I introduced some of the shows that you've been on. It's been pretty amazing. How did you get your SAG card? Was it on Seventh Heaven, or what show was that?
No, you know, I got my SAG card going through AFTRA because there was a singer named Billy Myers who brought me in to do vocals for her album, and that was when SAG and AFTRA were separate. So when I did that paid AFTRA singing job, it let me just join SAG.
Okay, so but you were on The Guiding Light and As the World Turns. Those were AFTRA shows as well, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah, most of the stuff I did was AFTRA, so it wasn't until later that I did a SAG or two project.
Wow. So having sang on over 65 CDs worldwide, how do you keep up with all your residuals that are owed to you from all those songs?
Boomastemra.
Yeah.
I have a publisher named Peter Bodergraven. We have all of our songs declared through Boomastemra. So I basically just get a check every quarter, and that's what it is. I don't have to do anything.
Bam. Cha-ching for WAW Entertainment, huh?
Called Mailbox Money.
Mailbox Money. That's pretty great. Wow. So you were even a production assistant on John Singleton's Higher Learning. How was that?
That's pretty awesome. I loved working with John Singleton. First of all, we coordinated all of the premieres for the publicity for New York and for LA. And then just watching people like Michael Rapaport work. And oh my God, it was just an amazing experience. And to be a part of Black filmmakers making films back in a time when it wasn't so common.
Wow.
It was a pretty powerful experience.
Busta Rhymes, Regina King, Omar Epps, I mean, Ice Cube, Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to meet Tyra on that production. We ended up going out singing karaoke several times in Hollywood at night. It was fun. You know, when you work on productions, you get to kind of meet some really cool, creative people, and sometimes you hit it off and get to do fun things with them. And I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're so multi-talented, like on every aspect, the writing, the producing, the directing. Your problem is you have to like pick one or do them all. How do you do that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not talented at lighting at all. Or sound. I'm not a technical person. I don't know anything about that. What I know is project management. What I know is building actors' careers, building singers' careers. And I'm talking about getting them started. I'm not talking about turning them into Justin Timberlake.
Right.
What I specialize in is when an actor or a singer is starting out and they literally have no idea what to do. Zero. And there's never been a program that's like, this is what you do, step by step by step. So I created a course called the Hollywood Winner's Circle that takes actors through the things. Because otherwise, what happens is they go to Google and they get some information. Then they look at WikiHow, and they keep seeing together information from all over the place, but it's not a business plan. It's information. They don't know what goes first, what to do next, how it relates to each other. So listen, as a talent manager, I became a talent manager years ago. I was an agent and I was a manager. I discovered that most of the people that submitted to me had no idea how to put together a submittal. Like their resumes were bad, formatted wrong.
Right.
They looked like amateurs from the minute I saw it. Their headshots, they were not professional, or they didn't really express any emotion, or they just were bad pictures, or they were posing. And then their demo reels are always bad. They have clips from student films. Sometimes the footage doesn't even have them in the clip.
Wow.
You know, you can hear their voice, or it features the other actor. So I saw thousands and thousands of actors who were like, I want an agent, but you're not ready for one.
Right.
You're not ready for one. You need to get your package together first and your acting training and your skills together first, and then you can have a career.
Wow.
If you stick with it, if you do the work, if the stars line up correctly for you, you know.
Yeah, because I was reading on your Internet Movie Database page that you worked for other management companies. I mean, you have some big names there like Michael Jackson, Whoopi Goldberg, Neil Patrick Harris, Barbara Streisand, Lionel Richie. So did you work behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Or you were probably doing all the work and they were getting the credit for it.
Oh, you're so funny. No. There are some really great assistants in this business. A great assistant is somebody who kind of understands what's going on in the business, anticipates what the person you're working for needs, and makes sure every single thing gets done without a single mistake.
Hmm.
And that's the kind of assistant I was. So I was so good at being an assistant. I was an assistant on 3 different people's desks at the same time.
Wow.
I was at APA, and I worked for Jerry Kalajian in literary. I worked for Lee Kaplan in production, and I worked for Larry Master in TV and film casting. So you get to learn a lot when you're working with casting and auditions or literary or production. And then I also worked for Addis Weckler Management Company, and Whoopi Goldberg was our client.
Hmm.
So you learn what an actor at that level is doing on a daily basis in their career. And then I worked for Beyond Music, Alan Kovac, and we had the Cranberries, Meatloaf, the Bee Gees, massive groups. So you see what the music industry folks are dealing with at the top levels. Like, what are they dealing with on a daily basis for their careers? What do they have to be doing? Are they scheduling tours? Are they scheduling public appearances? Are they shooting videos? Are they in the studio writing? How do they coordinate all of those projects? And then I went to work in publicity, and I worked for Lee Salter. And Lee Salter's was, he's the publicist. He died, God bless him. But he was the publicist for Michael Jackson, Barbara Streisand, Lionel Richie, Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. So now you're seeing what publicity campaigns look like at the top level.
Wow.
How to keep your artist in the eye of the press, how to pitch magazines. And I did all those different things because my never-ending curiosity and love for how this business works.
Wow.
I love it so much.
Right. And you also love actors too, it seems like.
I love actors. But you know, when you become a manager and then you start picking and choosing who you're going to work with, obviously we're going to pick the ones that have their shit together and are really ready to go into the audition and book.
Wow.
That means you ignore all the other people who could be successful if they had the right information, if they had the right direction. And I decided to start teaching them what to do, not being responsible for whether they do it or not, not in a management perspective, because as a manager, they have to do it or I don't get paid.
Right.
Their results are tied directly to my finances.
Mm-hmm.
But as a coach instead, I can get them all on the right track. And then whether they do it or not is their business.
Right.
But at least they have the information.
You're personally invested in it. It's like a stock market. No matter if it goes up or down, Duke and Duke always gets their commissions, but you don't unless they work and perform.
Exactly.
So I know you're an author, yeah, and you got like 7 books. I'm going to focus on 3 of them here in a minute, but I have a couple of questions first, because I know you did a short film called Stardust, and I have a question because you were the director. And how do you go from being a director, then you run in front of the camera, and all of a sudden you're the actor? Like, how is that?
Good question. I had a co-director who directed when I was in front of the camera.
Oh, co-director. Okay, so they would say cut and action, and you didn't feel responsible. You could actually get into the actor mode and just be the actor?
Completely.
That's a good answer. Because I ask a lot of people that, and they give me like this long answer that goes on for like 10 minutes. I was like, and you did it like in 5 seconds. So I have a couple questions, and you don't have to answer any of these.
Okay.
On the feature, The Late Bird, you got a special thanks. What was that for? So I was wondering, what were you being thanked for?
Oh, in my Winter Circle course, I teach actors to produce their own content. Don't sit around and wait for people to give you opportunities. Get your package together, get your audition techniques together, get your representation, but also keep creating your own content. And that's a very strong theme that I teach my students. That was one of the short films my winners did. And he just thanked me for giving him the motivation and the courage and the push that he needed.
Perfect. That's awesome. I love that answer. So I'm interested in stuff like the law of attraction. And I'm going to Oprah Winfrey's website and I'm looking at some of the videos and ba-bam, there's a picture of you. So how do you get on the Oprah show? Were you a guest and they just ask you a question, or did they invite you on there? How does that work?
They called me up and invited me to come in. Somebody on their research team saw that I wrote a book called Contrary Action, which is about the power of intention and the law of attraction and those kind of things. And they called me and asked me if I would want to be a guest on the Oprah Winfrey show. I'm like, yeah. So I said, but I want to bring my mother, because my mother loves Oprah Winfrey. And they said, bring your mother. And I was like, oh my God. So they flew my mother and I to Chicago, put us up in a beautiful hotel, took us out for dinner that night, and then brought us on a tour for Harpo.
Uh-huh.
And then dressed me, because I was not wearing the appropriate pink color they wanted. They gave me a new outfit, put me in the audience where they wanted me, and then called me when it was time to talk about the law of attraction and the power of intention.
That pink lights up your face so bright. It's just so awesome. Look at the picture right now. You're so happy.
Thank you. Your attitude is everything. You know, whatever happens to you, it's how you respond to it that determines how your day is going to go, how your body is going to heal, how you feel in life. And so if you respond to things with grace and try to get to forgiveness as quick as possible, it's not always easy, but you do, you get to it. Try to accept things as they are and not try to control people and just really live in the moment. You can be happy. And if you don't spend too much time dwelling in the past, which you could have done, what you should have done, and I could have and I should have, could have, that time is gone.
Right.
You can learn from it and move on. You can't undo it. So don't waste your mind there. And the future, it's good to plan for, but you can't live in it because you're not there. You're now. You're here in this time.
Wow. A lot of people say they're this and they're that, and you go to their Instagram page. I got 2 followers, and you go to their YouTube channel and 40 people seen it. I would have to say you must have like 1 million views. One video in particular has 700,000 views. You're the real deal. And watching your videos, it's so weird. The way you look at the camera, it's almost as if I feel that you're talking to me. And I don't get that from anyone else. It's amazing. Good. How do you do that? Is it you're just being yourself? Or are you doing a technique or something?
No, I just open my heart and I look straight into the camera because I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I'm not putting on a show. I'm not trying to act like something I'm not. I'm not trying to act like something you might want to see. I'm just opening my heart and telling you what I think.
Right. No intros, no outros, no fancy schmancy. Your stuff isn't edited. It's just you do it one take and you put it out there and people are responding.
Yeah. I don't have time for all that. And also I'm not technical that way. And I don't care about outros and intros and all that nonsense. I care about, do you have the tools you need today to make a better choice, a stronger choice, or take a great action today that's going to move you further in your goal?
Wow.
That's all. If you have something actionable that you can do today to either believe in yourself more or take an action you've been putting off with procrastination and fear, you have an action that needs a little kick in the pants. Come on, go do it. That's all I'm there for.
Right. So 3 of your books. Let's talk about How to Break Your Kids into the Business. One thing that I looked on that you had, which is amazing, is if there's a child and they have no talent, no resume, you actually have a template that you give to somebody for free so they can make it look professional, even though they have no experience. I found that really cool. But talk about that book and what's in it.
Well, that's really cool. Thank you for noticing that. I do a couple of things that are really free for people. The YouTube channel is completely free and there's about 300 videos on it. I have a Facebook group called Talent Managers for Actors. But the online website, Talent Managers for Actors, the Facebook group, is completely free. And agents and managers,
okay,
I brought them in there to answer questions. So you can get the book. The book's going to cost you $21, which is really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But I also wanted there to be places where people could go for free to get advice and information, right?
Uh-huh.
The reason I created the book, How to Get Your Kids in Showbiz, I'll tell you the reason.
Okay.
As an agent and manager, I was invited a lot to places that have these big showcase companies and they have like 700 kids come in and, you know, they charge those parents $10,000 to be there.
Yeah.
I didn't know when they invited me the first time or two how much they were charging people. But at some point I asked a woman in the bathroom, I said, how much did you pay to have your child here? And she was like, $7,500. I said, for what? She goes, we have the red carpet and then there's the dinner. I said, you don't need all that. All you need to do is get a good picture of your son and submit it to an agent directly. You don't need to be here. You need him in a good solid class and that's it. Then I asked another woman, 10,000 something. Oh my God. They're on a sliding scale, who can they get the most money out of?
Right.
I asked another person, 14,500.
Oh my God.
They came from New Zealand. I said, and how's your kid going to work from New Zealand? Do you live here in LA? No. Well, that's not going to happen. I stopped going to those things. I started writing a book for parents. Look, parents, skip those things. Because I can honestly tell you, after seeing 700 kids, or about 20, that the agents and managers all want it. Because at the end of the day, you go downstairs, you do the callbacks, and all the agents and managers have dinner, and we all talk, and we all want the same 20 kids. So the other ones have no business being there because they're not ready.
Right.
They're not trained. They're not experienced. They don't even know they have to live in the state where the agent is, because those companies don't tell parents that. They just want your $10,000.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, that's it. I'm not allowing that to exist on this planet.
Good for you.
So I created this online course. I did 2 things. I wrote the book and I gave them away to parents for the first few years just so they would have them. Then I started selling them for $21. And then I created a course with my Hollywood Winner Circle. We're called the Parent Course. And that's coming out next month. And that...
Oh, wow.
It walks. You get a scoop because I haven't told anyone that publicly yet.
Yeah.
But that's coming out next month and it guides parents through exactly what you do when you want to get your kids started. Who are the agents you trust? How can you get an agent? Where do you really need to spend your money? How do you need to develop your kid? And what should you do and how should you stay out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you should be there to make sure your child's safe and when you need to step back and let the agents and managers do things.
So how to be a star right where you are. This is if you don't live in LA or New York. What's the advice on that? Is that through local hiring?
Yeah. Listen, not everybody's going to flock to Atlanta, New York, or LA, or Chicago. So let's say you're in Oklahoma and you want to be an actor. Well, first start in your own state. Get acting training. Mm-hmm. Try to find the best classes that you can find in your biggest city near you and supplement that with some online training from some of the bigger cities. Like Margie Haber Studios has an online course. Amy Linden has an online. Sherry Shaw has online. They have Skype training one-on-one online. So Kentucky, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be training with LA professionals or New York professionals. So that's the first thing. Get local training and add LA training to your regional training.
That's awesome.
The second thing is do theater in your area. Yeah. Do community theater. Do professional theater in your big states and your big cities. Then the third thing is start finding student films. Making a list of all the colleges that do student films, have a student film program, or film schools in your state, and get your headshot and your resume into each of those departments and start reaching out to those students.
Yep.
So the last part of that is you start going to film festivals.
Yes.
Because that is where creative people in your state are hanging out. And they're shooting their own project, the writers, the directors, the producers, other actors. That's your tribe, and you need to get in there, introduce yourself, and collaborate with people.
Exactly. And for local hires, there's less competition.
Absolutely. And there are projects that come through your state.
Mm-hmm.
So you're prepared and you're ready.
So now you're ready. You've done all that. You come to LA. Now you have a book called Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. And you say that's only if you're in Los Angeles?
No, that's when you're ready to take it to that level. You know, now you're going to come here, and getting an LA agent is a tough thing to do. The first thing is you try to get a commercial one first, because commercials are easier to, they need so many types. They take on thousands and thousands of clients. And so getting a commercial agent that has a TV and film department, get in that door first and show them that you can book some commercials, and then ask if they can walk you over to the TV and film department. And then you'll get your agent that way. That's one way.
Mm-hmm.
But in that book, I teach you lots of ways to get agents and how to write cover letters. And it also just emphasizes that now that you're in the LA market, your package is going to have to be stronger than anything you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to retweak whatever you did for Oklahoma, trust me.
Right.
Because now it's LA and your headshots need to take a step up. Your acting clips need to take a step up. You need an online presence in your Instagram, your social media, your Facebook, your website. You really need to be branding yourself as a commodity that people want to hire, because the competition is different.
Wow.
Just more specific to what an LA actor needs to do.
Okay, so they've done that. You've taught the parents. You've taught people outside LA, taught people in LA. Now you have this amazing online training called Hollywood Winner Circle. So tell us about that, because I'm even looking at the prices and it's reasonable. Lifetime access. I mean, that's crazy.
My intention is that it's going to stay at a reasonable price and never be one of those $1,500 courses.
Right.
There's never been anything like this invented ever for actors.
Mm-mm, I love it.
We have almost 1,600 students in the first year.
That's great.
10,000 students a year come here to LA, and 10,000 actors, and like 95% of them go home.
Yep.
Because they don't know what's in the course.
Uh-huh.
And they don't know how to do it.
Exactly.
They get frustrated. They lose the money they had. They don't know who to trust. They do all the wrong things and they give up.
Wow.
That's not necessary. That's not necessary.
Exactly. So where's the best place for someone to find you online?
Probably WendyElaineWright.com.
And the middle name is spelled A-L-A-N-E.
Yeah, like you're walking down a lane.
So wrapping up here, is there anything else you would like to say before we go?
It's amazing that you're creating a podcast that so many people get to listen to. I've checked out different episodes. You have so many different topics and things that you're sharing information. You're sharing expertise from other people. And it's so important that you're doing that. And I think it's important that actors listen to every one of your episodes, because knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And the more you understand the business, the better you can navigate it. And I would say to your listeners, you know, thanks for listening. And I'm glad I got to spend time with you here today. And I would just tell you, believe in yourself and know that your goals are doable, that you are capable of achieving all the things that you want to achieve. And the only person that can stop you is you. So be sure not to be that person. Every day, just pick something that you can do to further your dream, to further your goal, and do that one thing. And tomorrow, pick one thing and do that one thing. And if you keep doing that, you'll get where you're trying to go.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I actually love doing this for free. I don't sell advertising. Matter of fact, I did the numbers. Since I started this, it's been a year, I've made $100,000 less because I'm putting time in. Because I have a business. I just don't want to work and work and work for money. I just love to, even though it cost me $100,000 a year, $2,000 an episode, 50 episodes a year, I don't care. I just love doing it. I was going to do a business podcast, but after I started talking to the actors, I just lit up and passionate. I love talking to people like you. Thank you so much for being on my show today. I really appreciate it.
It was a great honor. It's amazing. Thank you for being in my life now. I appreciate it. I look forward to our continued communications.
Okay, so I'm going to friend you on Facebook and you'll accept it?
Yes, I will. Will you accept mine?
And again, thank you so much for being my guest today.
It was an honor. are. You're a really great interviewer, by the way. You have so much energy. You're dynamic. Your questions are intelligent. It was one of my favorite conversations. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. WendyElaineWright.com if you would like more information on this beautiful soul. Love her. I even cut out my rap song because I felt what she had to say was so important. Up next is Chris Gaunt. You don't want to miss this person who is over 50 and is now out producing, directing, and starring in his own films. And remember, wherever you're listening to this podcast, please like, share, embed, leave a comment. Thank you so much.
Until the next episode.